Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
What will the Autumn Statement mean for your money? There were few surprise windfalls at the Autumn Statement, but on the plus side, there were few tax grabs. There were significant announcements on pensions, salary sacrifice, and a modest boost for savers. Welcome to The Money Show, the FT's most popular weekly podcast. I'm Claire Barrett, FT Money Editor, and I'll be giving you all this week's Autumn Statement news in downloadable form. Exactly 5 months since the UK voted for Brexit, Chancellor Philip Hammond said his top priority was getting the UK economy match fit ahead of us leaving the EU. So what should money readers make of the various measures he announced at the statement today? I'm joined in the FT studio by three financial experts: Raj Modi, partner and head of pensions at PwC, Christine Ross, head of advice at Handelsbank and Wealth Management, and Amesh Shah, partner at chartered accountants Blick Rothenberg. Now, Raj, we'll start with you. Pensions. Collective sigh of relief, I think, has been breathed by money readers up and down the country.
Absolutely right. So the Chancellor ducked the wholesale reform of pensions tax, but I don't think we've heard the end of that story yet, because they looked pretty deep to find one area of tax relief that they are going to take action on, and that's targeted at people who have already started taking some of their pension savings, so they're over 55 and started using up their pension savings in some flexible form, and is going to reduce the amount they can recycle back into a defined contribution vehicle. That used to be up to £10,000 a year, and now that's proposed to come down to £4,000 a year. So just enough to cover any auto-enrolment savings that you might otherwise be in your workplace. So in a way, a minority sport issue that only affects apparently 3% of people, only save more than £4,000 a year over 55 into a DC vehicle. But it's a great example of how they're going to look at the way they use tax relief and whether it's targeted fairly.
Christine, were you surprised to see this measure?
I was quite surprised, because it's a relatively small measure, but at the same time, I understand the initiative to actually stop people recycling, taking money out that they've had tax relief on, putting it back in to generate more tax relief. In the real world, sometimes people have to access some of their pension over 55, but they're still working. It could be to pay off some short-term debt. It's sometimes an efficient way of doing it. We wouldn't always advise that, but by doing so, they are automatically going to have a limit now, a reduced amount that they can carry on saving through to when they really stop working, which could be 10 years or more further on.
And just finally on pensions, a few comforting words from the Chancellor on the triple lock, saying that pensions will be protected by this until the end of the current Parliament. Any kind of straws in the wind about what might happen after that?
Well, he did reference that they need to deal with increasing life expectancy. Mm. And although it's a separate initiative, the review of state pension age may mean that we see some changes on that front. We may see state pension age being pushed back quicker than was otherwise expected. So although he didn't announce anything explicitly, watch this space.
OK, and then the second thing that got us excited in the room as we were watching the Autumn Statement were the announcements about salary sacrifice. Now, people had feared that this could have been done away with altogether, but fortunately, it's only parts of it that are being pared back, Nimesh.
No, that's right. It was widely rumoured that we'd see some changes to salary sacrifice. This is the arrangement where you give up some cash in exchange for some benefits from your employer. So what's happened in the announcement today is that certain benefits in that form will now be taxed in the full way. Mobile phones, gym memberships seem to be the most common ones. However, some will be protected. Pensions, childcare vouchers, cycle to work, not affected at all. What's interesting as well is that the arrangements that are in place before the turn of the tax year will also be protected for a full year in certain arrangements, employer-provided accommodation and company cars. Those will be protected for 4 years following. So that is some good news that we don't need to start running around and changing our benefits package straight away.
Okay, and Christine, you were surprised that the cycle to work scheme was allowed to remain in, whereas other health benefits, namely medical cover, were excluded.
I was quite surprised because many employers do provide healthcare benefits, be it either annual health checks or indeed private medical insurance. And those in themselves, clearly promoting health, assume save the NHS an amount of money as well. And actually, that is a benefit that some individuals may think, well, if I'm going to pay more tax on that, maybe I'll opt not to have it. Some employers do make it compulsory that individuals do take it up. But it'll be an interesting discussion now, depending on the actual net cost to each individual on a monthly basis.
And then there was a surprise announcement for savers. A savings bond is going to be made available through NSNI around the time of the next budget in April. Or rather, correct me if I'm wrong, it won't be actually called a budget come the spring. It will be kind of reversed. How is that going to affect the financial calendar for wealthy people?
Well, it's interesting. I think we all took a sharp breath when the Chancellor first said that he wouldn't be doing this anymore. And we waited for the next utterance. But I think it's quite interesting. I think we'll have a statement. When we used to have a green budget or a pre-budget report years ago, it was a statement about spending and intention. And we had one main budget a year. The fact that that will be held in the autumn in the future, I think means that more measures might be introduced for the following tax year, rather than us sitting around each year trying to work out what's already been announced previously.
Now, Raj, how do you think this could affect the big question over pensions tax relief? Are you thinking in your mind that instead of it being deferred until April, it may now be deferred until next autumn?
Indeed, I'm still trying to work out the timing of the changes to the pattern of statements versus budgets. I think that big change kicks in 2018, so we will still see next spring, 2017, a full formal budget. And at one point or another, the Chancellor's going to have to come back to tackle that issue. So I wouldn't be surprised if in the run-up next spring, and therefore the run-up to the April tax year, we see some announcement at least on the direction of pensions tax relief. And you never know, he might come back to the subject of LISA, Lifetime ISA, which he completely avoided this time round. And you might see some moves to a bigger and bolder Lifetime ISA. So lots still to look forward to in 2017.
Well, thanks very much there to our experts, Christine Ross of Handelsbanken Wealth Management, Raj Modi of PwC, and Amesh Shah from Blick Rothenberg. You can read more autumn statement analysis and coverage from them and me and all your favourite writers in this weekend's special autumn statement edition of FT Money, part of the FT Weekend newspaper on Saturday, or online now at ft.com/money. We'd love to hear your views about the autumn statement today and money matters more generally. You can email us, money@ft.com, tweet us @ftmoney, or comment on our articles online. The Money Show will be back next Thursday at the usual time. Goodbye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.